Hello, welcome. I want to talk in this video about the mindset of men who identify with the ideology of modern feminism, and the men who pander to female approval at the expense of their own gender. To these men, a woman's perception has always defined their identity as men. And it's through a female's eyes that these men derive self-worth and purpose. But these men, they have no conception of true masculinity. Providing for or pandering to a female's needs, it's not a man's purpose. That traditionalist way of thinking, it's been the driving force behind male productivity for centuries. And politicians know this all too well, and they've exploited this desire for female approval for their own ends. But to treat a woman in such a traditionalist way, it's to demean that woman. It's infantilizing her, and it's in complete opposition to the concept of gender equality. And the system, it's geared in a woman's favor. And the profit gained from persecuting men is what keeps the economy greased. And men that pander to women and refuse to accept this truth all believe the same lie, is that men are privileged and women are oppressed victims. And from my interactions with male feminists, and I've had quite a few, due to having worked in the mental health and rehabilitation fields in the past, the male feminist point of view, it's one that sees feminists as the champions of male rights, who fight gender roles and seek equality for men and women. And nothing can convince them otherwise. And they view any man who questions the opinion of a woman as being anti-feminist or anti-woman. So they have a very liberal mindset, that men are incapable of reason, and that feminists are the only ones that can guide and instruct men. And they believe males have been indoctrinated to believe that feminism is a negative influence. And any debate, it's just an exercise in futility. False stats and generalizations are used, and they won't accept any other viewpoint, regardless of the facts. So they think feminism is about equality, but they don't accept that those things have been overridden by an agenda to erode male rights and disadvantage men. And they refuse to question these things due to fear of rejection by females. And male feminists, they've experienced male rejection their whole life. So for them, the threat of more rejection is terrifying. And the male feminist perspective, it's that feminists have treated him with respect and kindness. But that's his personal experience. It's not the experience of other men. So it's a subjective viewpoint, based on feelings. And feminists, they have the same perspective. If reality doesn't suit their agenda, they discard it. And if they didn't personally experience what you said, well, it's irrelevant. And they deflect constantly to make the discussion emotional. And these false concepts, patriarchy, female oppression, whatever, but they never present any viable evidence. And they won't stay on topic. And they state the feminists, they're speaking in favor of men, but this is a false proposition. Males are being persecuted on all fronts, and it's only getting worse. Many male feminists I spoke with stated that they grew up hating being male. And many grew up hating their father. And this was due to spousal rejection by the mother, or her separating the father from the family. Others because the father was abusive. And they hated their father because he was male. Due to the messages that they received from their mother or from society, they associated gender with the pain that they experienced. So, in turn, they projected that disdain onto every male. And of course, they were rejected by these men due to this attitude. So, they saw the whole male gender as the problem. The gender role, and while rejecting all the positive aspects of masculinity. So, essentially, they watched men from the sidelines, but they never engaged. And they rejected male friendships for females. without realizing that in order to be embraced by females, they must also conform to a role. And that role is subservient, it's asexual. And what's interesting with this perspective is that they'll hold the male parent and other men to account here, but they will never question the role of the mother or take accountability for their own actions. And they always take the moral high ground, and they love to state that they're different compared to other men. But the key here is that they hate being male and all the expectations and responsibilities that come with that, you know, as do women. And you see with other men today, this denigration of males, it's a widespread behavior. And many men, they'll downgrade other men just to justify to women that they're one of the good ones. But you will never see this behavior on the part of women. You know, women will collectively take up for their own gender, you know, with normal deflections at the drop of a hat, you know, all the while looking for justifications in that woman's behavior. And the blame, it always has a way of finding its way back to men. But true equality is to hold women accountable. And if you look at bad boys, you know, the image of the bad boy, you know, the males that all these single mothers mate with, who father numerous children with women, these men are always the first to compete against and put down other men. But these men, they need women financially. They need the government to subsidize their parasitic lifestyle. They don't need these women sexually because they have a whole line of other female partners ready and willing. But they need these women's validation. And in turn, these women are drawn to this need. But this attraction, it's one that elevates her to a superior position over the male. And this is about social and sexual dominance over the man. It's not about attraction or some maternalistic need. So we need to understand the female's motivations here. Yet women laugh at men who worship them. And she rejects this because it implies she's helpless, that she needs men to help her. So in turn, she has sex with the bad boys who she sees as beneath her, so she can prove her superiority over males. This is a very twisted mentality, and it hurts men. You know, and the White Knight, he feels inadequate. You know, he feels a compulsion to prove his worth and masculinity to women no matter what the cost. And the woman herself, she's reduced to an object. She's a fantasy. And not only that, she owes him for all the chivalry. So in reality, the White Knight's behavior, it's demeaning to women, and it's incredibly sexist. Now, of course, if you ask him, you know, 9 times out of 10, he'll say the woman is either an angel or this is just what real men do. And White Knights, they fear losing women's approval. Now, or worse, being rejected. Or not being seen as a real man. So to prevent this or to gain this approval, the White Knight, he'll do anything. He'll lie. He'll use violence. He'll kill other men. Whatever it takes. And White Knights, they don't see it. But they're a very easy target for predatory women. They have a very romanticized image of women, so they can be abused easily. Since they refuse to accept that women are capable of such manipulation. And in an argument, they'll bow down, you know, rather than risk rejection. These men, they have no capacity or skill set in which to debate women. So they're literally at a loss for what to say or do. And some men, they go through their entire lives like this. And this is something that's never addressed. And women, of course, you know, they understand this need all too well. And they'll use this fear of rejection and this desire to please to manipulate the system. Women can kill, they can rape, they can mutilate, they can destroy entire lives. And they'll still be portrayed as victims and angels. I mean, the truth is literally staring society in the face, but the majority of men refuse to accept it exists. And women know the status quo works in their favour, so they feel entitled to manipulate men into acting on their behalf. And society condones and encourages this. So men are nothing but fawning servants to women, and this is how they view males. And these men, they're not thinking independently. Their identity and their self-worth is dependent on a woman's perception of them. And that perception is one that has no value for him as a person. She doesn't respect him. How can she? And centuries ago, men, we were warned of female nature. And the nature of woman was written of in the Bible, and through the written word of many a philosopher. But today, any criticism of females is seen as hate speech. And there's no restrictions on female entitlement today. Now, they can attack men and boys with impunity, and mock them publicly at the same time. And this behaviour is applauded. And any man who attempts to defend himself from a woman will be attacked by white knights. But really, I mean, what are these white knights defending? What honour or what integrity do women have today? And manginas, they're perhaps the saddest of the bunch, obviously. You know, they'll humiliate and deprive themselves for just some female validation. So they're lost boys with no male identity. And they've internalized all the messages they were fed about women. You know, that they're perfect, you know, angelic creatures. Now, a lot of these men, that they feel guilt for a crime that they've never committed. And they feel inadequate around women. So they resort to being the emotional crutch for the female. And they also see women as children, you know, having no agency of their own. And manginas will leap to a woman's defense at any moment by explaining the female perspective. So the woman can avoid taking accountability. But, you know, newsflash. Manginas are not sexually attractive to women. You know, they're emasculated men. And women are indoctrinated to believe that men are beneath themselves and are deserving of contempt. So these men, they always find out the hard way, you know, via the family court, when that woman who's had her fun decides to settle down. Yeah, and even then, I've seen these men who've been raked over the coals by the courts still proclaim her innocence, even after she's bled him dry. And they develop something akin to Stockholm Syndrome. And instead, they see this as their own fault. And they see themselves as the bad guy. Women, I mean, they're shrewd. Very shrewd. They manipulate these men by appealing to their low self-worth and their idealized view of women. Even while they resent these men for their lack of backbone. And men are conditioned to view other men as less than human. And the men that buy into this, they see the world through the eyes of a woman. And men and boys, they're being marginalized more and more. And society is suffering. Yet these men, they deny this truth. And it's irrefutable. So we're dealing with a pathological mindset here. Anyway, that's all I have for today, but I want to thank you for your time and keep on trucking. Thank you.